Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Sanatan Dharma Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 12th Chapter, 22nd Verse. So we hand over the call to Raj Prabhu for the brief introduction. Please go ahead, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dhanva Pranam to you and all the assembled devotees. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Sri Guru and Gauranga. Mataji, this is a brief introduction for Prabhuji. Sometime Krishna helps you, Mataji. Our very dear His Grace Sanatan Dharam Prabhuji is a brahmachari from ISKCON Pune. Prabhuji is a disciple of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj and has been practicing Krishna consciousness for about 20 years. Prabhuji is a B.Tech graduate from NIT Trichy and has worked as a senior manager with Tata Motors in the past. Prabhu currently serves as an area management and project development head for the Pune region. He is a counselor, youth and corporate preacher, congregation preacher, secretary at Voice Organization, and also a remote mentor for NVCC Pune Temple. Prabhuji knows and preaches in many languages, including English, Hindi, Tamil, Malayalam, Bengali, Marathi, Telugu, and Japanese. Prabhuji also likes to see the devotees with video on. So when Prabhuji is on the call, humble request, whoever can turn on their video, please turn on your video when Prabhuji is on the call. So that is a brief introduction. Over to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Nice background, Prabhuji.
Thank
Very
you,
nice
Mataji.
To see you. Yeah, we will post very valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. So today's verse is 6th Canto, 12th Chapter, 22 verse, Prabhuji. I now hand over the call to you, Prabhu. Your camera has some issue, Prabhu. Okay. There is a lot of brightness coming up, Prabhu. You have to unmute if you are speaking. Okay.
Does it take some time to adjust the mic and the camera?
Hare
Krishna. Done. Can you hear me?
Yes, Prabhu, that's why I'm on video.
That's why?
I can hear you, that's why I'm on video.
Oh, okay. Very nice, thank you. Now we can begin. We start?
Sure.
Okay, introduction is done. I missed that part.
Yes, Prabhuji. Yes, Prabhuji.
If introduction is done, the video should be on. Everybody's video should be on, not only yours. So requesting all devotees to kindly bless me by turning on videos. We'll start with prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroh Shri Yutah Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrijatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lita Shri Vishakhanvitamcha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratushe Namaha ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾ ಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ರಾಧೆ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ ವಾಂಛಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧೋವ್ಯ ಏವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವೆರಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಟು ಬಿ ವಿತ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಟುಡೇ ಫಾರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೀ ಈವ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾಟರ್ ಹೌಎವರ್ ಐಲ್ ಬಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿಯರ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆಲ್ ಅಗ್ರಿ ಟು ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ ಮೀ ವಿತ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಯುವರ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಬೈ ಟರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ವಿಡಿಯೋ ಐಲ್ ಬಿ ವೆರಿ ನೈಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಐ ಹವ್ ಡನ್ ಸಚ್ ಅ ಸೆಟ್ಟಿಂಗ್ There's one particular setting that I can only see those with videos on. I can't see others. That is the kind of setting. So please, do turn on your videos. Thank you. So we are discussing a very, very interesting section from Srimad Bhagavatam. So last time, I remember coming to this forum, we had discussed from the Chatushloki, this Vritrasura's prayers. And this particular chapter is about Vritrasura's glorious death. So that is this particular chapter. So this is chapter 12. What we'll do is we'll quickly see an overview of this chapter. Okay. So after Vritrasura's prayers, again, after he offers prayers, Vritrasura again fights with Indra. Yes, there is Vritrasura versus Indra. That battle ensues. And after the battle happens, Vritrasura is so mighty, he is so powerful that Indra becomes completely discouraged. Go, I'm not going to fight with you. I'm not fighting. You're too good. Of course, Indra did not have faith in the Lord. He did not have faith in the words of Lord. He was lacking that particular faith, because of which he was lacking the right encouragement to fight with Vritrasura. So, what does Vritrasura do? Vritrasura gives a motivational talk. Yes, he gives a motivational talk to Indra. Come on, Indra, you can do it. Don't worry. Correct? And we are, even that section is something we have done. And after the motivation talk given by Vritrasura, Indra is really inspired with the personality of Vritrasura. So Indra praises Vritrasura. Yes? Indra praises Vritrasura. And today's section that we are going to see is the last verse of the praise of Indra. Yes, this is the verse in which Indra praises Vritrasura, and then finally he kills Vritrasura. That is the last section, killing of Vritrasura. Indra goes and kills him. But after hearing the speech of Vritrasura, or rather after hearing the aspirations of Vritrasura, yes, that is when Indra has developed a great respect for the personality and character of Vritrasura. Okay, so there is the last section. So we go to see this particular shloka. So this is the section. Yasya bhaktir bhagavati harau nishresya ishishvare vikridito mritam bodau kim shudrai khatakodakaihi. So this is the shloka. Can someone read the translation for me?
A person fixed in devotional service of the Supreme Lord Hari, the Lord of the highest auspiciousness, swims in the ocean of nectar. For him, what is the use of the water in small ditches?
Beautiful Sanskrit is there. Yes. Yasya Bhakti, a person who is performing devotional service unto the Supreme Lord Hari. Yes. He is performing devotional service unto the Supreme Lord Hari, that particular person. And who is Hari? Here Lord is described as Nishreyasya Ishwari. Okay, Nishreyasya means, so this, what is this Nishreyasya? So this word Nishreyasya Aya Bhagavan, like that we have heard this a lot of time. So Nishreyasya. Shreya means what? What is the meaning of Shreya? There are two words that come in our Sanskrit. One is called Prayas, one is called Shreyas. Correct? What is Prayas and what is Shreyas? Anyone knows?
Shreya is best. I don't know if I'm saying wrong.
Okay. And Prayas, yes. What is Prayas? First. Okay.
Instant good.
Yes.
Anything instant.
Prayas is immediate. Some immediate pleasure. That's called as Prayas. And Shreyas is called the long-term good. Yes, the long-term good. That's called the Shreyas. And when it comes to Nishreyas, it is beyond both the long-term and the short-term goods. It is the ultimate good. And what is the ultimate good? The ultimate good is supreme liberation. Liberation means what? Liberation can even mean Sayujya Mukti. But the moment we talk of supreme liberation, what do we call? We call it going back home, back to Godhead. Nishreyasya Ishwari. Which means if you really want to go back to Godhead, it is Krishna who controls this. He is the one who is dealing with the tickets to go back to Godhead. Anybody wants to collect the tickets back to Godhead? Yes, Nishreyasya Ishwari. You have to please hurry. Harim Vina Mrutum Na Taranti. This is another Shruti mantra, which says that Hari Vina Mrutum Na Taranti. You cannot cross over death without Hari. Correct? So you need the help of Hari. So similarly, Hari is the one who deals with all the tickets. So you all can find out who is Hari Prabhu here. No, this is not Hari Prabhu. That's why it is said, Bhagavan. Bhagavan Harihi. Bhagavan Ishwaro Harihi. Correct? Yes, Prabhu. Out of the world. Yes, Prabhuji. Bless me with a ticket. Oh, that is Hari. Hari will bless. And for that, we need to really please Hari. It is not that, okay, you go to Hari. Hari, ticket. How much? Oh, it's only $1,000. Please take it. It is not so cheap. Okay, $10,000. Now, even that is cheap. $1 billion. That is also cheap. Janma kotir sukritir na labhyate. Which means for millions and millions of birth, if you have accumulated all varieties of material wealth and we offer everything to Hari, still you cannot purchase this particular ticket back to Godhead. But then what's the hope? Pleasing you is good, Prabhu. Krishna will be pleased. Definitely not be pleased if you please me. I am an insignificant fellow. Your mood is nice, but I know who I am, right? I know very well who I am. In fact, if I please you, then I have some hope. Yes, that's correct. So yes, there's an easy shortcut way also. Don't worry, we're going to tell. Ultimately, Hari should be pleased. How to please Hari? There are very many ways, but there's one easy shortcut way. We can easily please Hari and get the ticket. So let's discuss about that. But anyway, here, Harau Nishreyasya Ishware Vikridito. Vikridita means to pay. Krida. It's not Krida. I remember one of the initiation ceremonies of my spiritual master. Many devotees got the names Krida. So one devotee had the name Govind. He became Govind the Krida Das. One devotee had the name Madhav. So Madhav Krida Das. Another person had Hari. So Hari Krida Das. There's a Krida, series of Krida. Playing. Sporting. The sporting lord. Yes, the servant of the sporting lord. Our lord is what type of lord? Our lord plays. Our lord doesn't work. Our lord doesn't just stand in one place and give Ashirwad. You will never see Krishna in that pose. You will never see our lord holding some weapons. Sudarshan Chakra, bow and arrow. You know, sword and shield. No, our lord doesn't do all that. What does our lord do? Our lord plays. He sports. Correct? So similarly, if you want to associate with that particular lord, you also have to have that quality. That particular quality we also need to have. Correct? So here is spoken about the devotees. The devotees of the Lord, Yasya Bhakti, such kind of devotees, Vikridito, they also play. Since they want to associate and serve this particular sportive Lord, they also play. Where do they play? Amrita Ambodau, in the waters, in the nectarian water. Ambodha means ocean. It's the vast, mighty ocean made of nectar. And that is where these devotees, they play. Correct. Now, if you read the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami describes this water very nicely. He gives elaborate details. You know what is this water? This is not water which is H2O, chemical composition, the compound H2O, two atoms of hydrogen, one atom of oxygen. You mix that and you create water. Of course, scientists cannot do that also. They cannot create water like that. It's not possible. It takes a lot of time, energy. So that's why they don't create water. Places which are having drought, they don't create water with two atoms of hydrogen and oxygen. Prabhupada is to challenge. Oh, you think you're a great scientist, then create water. Come on, do it. So this is not that water. It's not a lake, water lake. This is what. And even in Bhagavatam, we hear different types of Ambudha. You heard in the fifth canto? There is salt water. There is sugar cane juice. There is water of liquor. There is water of milk. You heard all that? Sweet water. So many different types of water bodies are there. Then what water body is spoken here? This particular water body is the water body of Rabdi. Yes. It's a sweet Rabdi. You all like Rabdi? You don't know what's Rabdi? Condensed milk. It's not just milk. It's condensed milk. That's how Rupa Goswami Pad describes. And it's not just condensed milk. This condensed milk also contains very, very nice fried cashews, fried almonds, fried raisins. Yes. And they are also very nicely sprinkled over this rabdi. Why I'm giving this example? Because there was a devotee who just got me. He was having the bhoga making. So he came and brought me this shahi tukda. Any of you tasted shahi tukda? All these things I tasted only after coming to ISKCON. Don't worry. So we have much more variety. So shahi tukda is a piece. It's condensed milk with all these wonderful dry fruits. And inside that, there's a piece of bread which is soaked. Yes, you have the bread which is nicely fried, and on that you soak it in this particular condensed milk, and then you serve the Lord. So this was offered to our deities, and then it was brought to me. I ate one piece of shahi tukda just now, some time back in my lunch. So that's how I got reminded. So this is that particular ocean, Ambudha, Amrita. Correct? So when you have this higher taste, the devotees have this higher taste. Then Kim Shudraihi. So Shudrai means very small. And Udakai means water. And Khataka. Khataka Udakai. Khataka is a ditch. It's a ditch. I think those of you remaining in you're in America, you wouldn't be having examples of this ditch. But in India, we have a lot of examples of this ditch, because we see that there is no road. We only have ditch. That's how we travel. We travel on ditches. That's our roads. In the roads, you have a lot of ditching. A lot of ditches which are there. And in the ditch, there is dirty gutter water. Sewage water. So now Prabhupada beautifully explains in his purport, what exactly is this Rabdi ocean, the Amrita Ambudaihi, and what is this Kataka Udaihi? Kataka Udak, what is that exactly? That Prabhupada explains in this purport very well. So I request one of you to please kindly read the purport. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Yes, please.
Dandat Pranam Prabhuji.
Dandat.
Vrittasura has formally prayed Bhagavadam 6.11.25. Na naka pristam na cha parameshtyam na sarva bhaudanam na rasadi payatam. I do not want the facilities for happiness on Brahmaloka, Svargaloka, or even Tuvarvaloka, not to speak of this earth or the lower planets. I simply want to return home, back to Godhead. This is the determination of a pure devotee. A pure devotee is never attracted to any exalted position within this material world. He simply wants to associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like the inhabitants of Vrindavana. Srimati Radharani, the Gopis, Krishna's father and mother, and the Maharaj and Yasoda.
Krishna's friends and Krishna's servants. He wants to associate with Krishna's atmosphere of Vrindavana's beauty. These are the highest ambitions of a devotee of Krishna. Devotees of Lord Vishnu may aspire for a position in Vaikuntha Loka, but a devotee of Krishna never aspires even for the facilities of Vaikuntha. He wants to return to Goloka Vrindavana and associate with the Lord Krishna in his eternal pastimes. Any material happiness is like water in a ditch, whereas the spiritual happiness eternally enjoyed in the spiritual world is like an ocean of nectar in which a devotee wants to swim. Thank you, Prabhuji. Dandatna.
Thank you, Kanvat. So this purport, what is the main theme of this purport? The main theme of this purport is what exactly is the aspiration that we should have? Having the right type of aspirations, having the right type of ambition, not the wrong ambitions, not the wrong aspirations. So that is the meaning of this particular type of purport, right? Once I was giving an example to the youth, right? Now there are a group of children. Yes, there are a group of children and their parents. Their parents have made very nice Shahi Tukda for them. I just described what is Shahi Tukda. So very wonderful Shahi Tukda. There are puris. There is paneer sabji, mixed veg sabji, broccoli sabji. Yes, potato sabji, alu sabji. Wonderful varieties. There are wet sabjis. There are dry sabjis. They are made. There are parathas to honor the sabji with. There are different types of rice. Yes, you have the vegetable rice, you have the pulao rice, you have the biryani rice, you have the fried rice, you have the Shezwan rice, all varieties of rice over there. Along with that, we have different kinds of curries. We have the fried dal, we have the moong dal. What is this? Bas Prabhu, sorry. Am I tempting you right in the morning? Actually, I've had my lunch. It's okay. There's no problem. You can just go come with the example. I'll feed you. You meet me personally, I'll give you everything. No worries. So all these variety of items are available. So for Raj Prabhu's pleasure, I'll stop it here. I didn't come to sweets at all. I only told one sweet. Chai Tukda. That's it. Anyway, you all can imagine the course which is there. And the parents have beautifully prepared it. And the parents call the children, please come for lunch. And the children run and they come for lunch. And there are some children who come for the lunch. They are brought there. They are made to sit in the plate. And they are wonderfully eating all the items. But the parents notice that some of the children are missing. Where are they gone? So they ask the other kids, have you seen the children? They said, oh, they did not come inside. They went out. And the moment the children have gone out, they're small children. The parents get really worried. Where are these children gone? So they go outside and see. And what do they see? They see that the children are eating from garbage. Yeah. Eating garbage along with dogs, with pigs, with crows. They're feeding on that particular garbage. As a parent, what would you think? This is a hypothetical situation. But what do you feel? How would you feel? You're all, many of your parents here. So definitely you can just imagine. And what would you feel? No feelings? No hard feelings? I'm not able to see anything in the chat. You're all silent. Oh, you just won't feel not good. Shattered. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Oh, bad. Very bad. Anything else? Don't even want to imagine our children doing any such kind of thing. But imagine your child is doing this. What would you take? What practical action would you take? Unfortunate, pained, little more emotions coming out now. Guilty? Guilty? Guilty for what? What would you do? Scream and hit and bring the child. There are foods to eat. Garbage where there is such delicious. Okay. They're fools to eat garbage when there is such delicious prasadam. Exactly. Slap the child. Give it. Pack. Slap child. Come on. Come here. Take bath. Vomit out everything. And eat this wonderful. Definitely drag and bring the child back. This is exactly what jivas in material world are doing. This is what we are doing. That is why the acharyas have so much compassion. Because acharyas like, are those other children who tell the parents, don't worry. Mama, Papa, Radha, Krishna, don't worry. We'll go and bring these people back. So they come and they see all these jivatma, the conditioned souls. When so much of wonderful feast is available in spiritual world, they are eating this garbage. Yes, along with the pigs and the hogs, the dogs, crows. Along with that, they're eating this. What is this? Even Rishabhdev sees the same thing. Naham deho deha bhajanra loke kashtan kama narhate vidabhujanye. Tapo divyam putrakayena sattvam shuddhiyet yasmad brahma saukhyam tvanantam. This brahma saukhyam tvanantam, this feast. Yes, so many, I could only describe few items. Radharani is such an expert cook that she doesn't repeat an item again. So that is the expertise. So she has so many varieties of items and we're leaving that. And we are going to garbage to eat. Right? How does it begin? It all starts with desires. Because the very, very natural nature of a soul is to have ichha or desires, aspirations. Correct? It is said that every... Now, I just 15 years back, I saw the statistics that a person would desire 60,000 thoughts every day. And just in about a decade, that 60,000 has become 70,000. Yes, the scientific information has got updated. Why? Because the generation has become a little more hyperactive. So the number of desires has increased thanks to all the modern machinery and technology. So 70,000 desires per day is something which one has. But what are the type, quality of the desires? That matters a lot. What are the quality of desires we have? Yes, so some desires are inferior desire, some desires are superior desires. Correct? Inferior desires, superior desires. Both type of desires we have. And depending on the desire that we dwell upon, yes, we dwell upon a particular desire. We focus our intelligence on a particular desire of the mind. That desire will get eventually converted into our ambition. Is this clear? Sangat sanjayate kamaha. Dhyayato vishayan pumsaha. Vishay. Yes, so many vishayas keep coming. 70,000 vishayas are there every day. Dhyayato, but you apply your intelligence, dhyana. You focus on one particular desire, what happens? Dhyayato vishayan pumsaha sangasteshu pajayate. That particular desire becomes your aspiration, your ambition. Correct? That's what it becomes. And how does, first of all, we need to train our people. We still don't know what is an inferior desire, what is superior desire. We know it, but we still don't know. How is that? That's because we don't properly listen to Shastras. That is why Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. We every day come to Srimad Bhagavatam class and we listen to the Bhagavatam clearly. We understand what kind of aspirations we are supposed to cultivate and what kind of aspirations we are not supposed to cultivate. What is a healthy desire? What is a perverted desire? This is something that we learn in the Srimad Bhagavatam class. So Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, when every single day we hear to listen to the Bhagavatam, then we learn to discriminate. Yes, we learn the art of discrimination. This is a desire I'm supposed to have. This is a desire which I'm not supposed to have. I'm supposed to discard this desire. That's the power of Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? How do you get to know a person? You get to know a person by asking the person's ambition. Correct? You simply want to know about a person, ask, what is the goal of your life? Correct? You ask that person, what is the goal of your life? And many times people don't have answer to this question. Really, goal of life? Well, now if you go to a college student, an undergraduate, you go to a school goer, they will have some goal in life. They'll say, okay, I want to be a pilot. I want to be an aerodynamic design engineer. I have some people who say, I want to be a stockbroker, etc. So many things. Investment banker. So there can be different desires that people have. I want to be a lawyer. I want to be a chartered accountant. Multiple desires. But what exactly is the goal of your life? I'm not asking the goal in life. There's a goal in life and there's a goal of life. Goal in life means, okay, you want to achieve some particular material status quo. Fine. But what about goal of life? what you want to do with your life. What is the ultimate end that you want to achieve? People are clueless. This is something that we learn in the Shastra. We learn in the Shastra very clearly. That Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Mamalam Prema Pumartho Mahan. Prema Puma Artha. This is the goal that we are supposed to aspire for. Krishna Prem, the right goal. So we learn the right desires. We learn the right goals that we need to have ambitions. That's what we do. When we go for a youth preaching in the college, what personally we do is we take a one-time seminar. Now, seminars we get is all material topics. But that's what is the goal of our seminar? We have given many topics on art of time management, art of stress management. No matter. So I was, sometimes I go to a college and I give 10 topics. Please choose one. I'll speak on that. And they are so impressed. I say, wow, sir, you have prepared so much. I said, no. No matter what topic you choose, my conclusion is very clear. Ultimately, content and conclusion, that's going to be the same. So no matter what you give me, I'm going to speak the same thing. Right, I'll bring you to the point. We have to introduce four rags. We need to introduce the phenomenon of chanting. Yes, you have to understand the importance of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, the scriptures. So we do that. And ultimately, we convince the students to register for the course. Correct? That's the goal is very clear. No matter how you go. Like for example, there is ISKCON temple in a city. Right? So there are so many people in different parts of the city. But ultimately for the Sunday program, from everywhere, every direction people come and they land in the same place. All devotees. Wonderful devotees with tilak, dhoti kurta, saris, Mataji is wearing saris. They all come from different directions and come inside the temple. Correct? Similarly, no matter where, which is your initial point? I'm not bothered. I am interested in the final point. You tell me time management, I'll bring you to Krishna consciousness. You give mind management, I'll bring you to Krishna consciousness. No matter whatever topic you give, I will speak about Krishna. This is the art we need to learn from Srila Prabhupada books. From Srila Prabhupada books, Srila Prabhupada's teachings, we understand that the initial points of everybody may be different. But you have to bring them to the ultimate conclusion of Krishna consciousness. This again we learn from the Shastras. Correct. So what we do in the one-time program is we give the seminar. A session is something which is fixed. It's all scripted. It's well rehearsed. It's scripted. Know it very well. And no matter what anyone does, we are very fixed. Sthita Prajna. We know what exactly we're going to take. Right? And along with that, we take a feedback form. Yes. We take a feedback form. So in that feedback form, we ask them, what is the goal of your life? Yes, there are so many. We tell the college that this is an IQ-SQ test. Yes, that means intellectual quotient and spiritual quotient test. So there are so many questions. Even we are not bothered about all those questions. We are only bothered about the last three questions. The descriptive question, that's what we are bothered about. So first one is, what is the goal of your life? The second question that normally I ask is, you'll be made the president or a prime minister of a country. What are five things you will do? So offer that person some post, power, position. Is that person, and what you will do after that? So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Give 5 things that you will do. By that way, by the aspirations of that person, we can understand the person. And third, you're given $1 billion. How will you spend it? So there was one of the students who wrote, with $1 billion, I'll build a temple for Krishna. We immediately went and caught that fellow. Finished. Called him, you're selected. You're inducted into our club. Welcome. We are looking for you. Right? So I only look at these three questions. Others will get into a regular follow-up system. But mainly, these three questions are very important. What is the goal of your life? Yes. What is exactly? So we have seen that 99% of them don't have a goal in life. But 1% of the crowd still exists, even without any kind of pre-Krishna conscious background. They don't have a background. Krishna conscious background, family background, nothing. But still from the past life, they are looking. They have come. They are having spiritual scripts. I have seen. Now this person who wrote this particular answer, I'll build a very big temple for Lord Sri Krishna. We asked him, did you really need it? He said, yes. Krishna has always been my favorite and I want to do something for him. We have to build a very nice temple. I said, please come. Join us. You help me. I also have the same ambition. We tell them, we also have the same goal. Please come. We also want to build a big temple for Krishna. So, to the aspirations, when you give power, post, money to a person, you understand, based on how the person uses it, we understand that particular person. If you look at Srila Prabhupada, when he was in India, he wrote a letter to the president. Yeah. He wrote it. Let us look at Srila Prabhupada's ambitions and aspiration. If you really want to look at that, you need to turn on videos. I see the video count has gone down. Please. I need some energy. Please. All you can spare is some internet packets. You have to give me some of your internet bits. That's all I'm asking for. And I know you all have this Wi-Fi connection. You have unlimited internet, unlimited speed. So please use that in Krishna service. My request. You all keep your videos on. I'll be inspired to serve. Otherwise, I think nobody's listening to me. Then I'll not get that inspiration. I need blessings. Okay. So Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter to the president. Please do read that. I'm just speaking something to that effect. So Srila Prabhupada wrote there that don't think me to be somebody very lunatic. But actually, I have found the formula to go back home, back to Godhead. And I want to freely distribute this formula to every single person in this country. Initially India, because Prabhupada was always aiming at creating a team in India, training them nicely, and then moving out of India to go and spread Krishna consciousness everywhere. That was Prabhupada's goal initially, right? So he wrote a letter. Prabhupada was so courageous. He openly shared his ambition. His ambition is, he knows the formula to go back to Godhead, and his ambition is to share this formula with everybody. So this is the right aspiration that a devotee has. Yes? And Srila Prabhupada went to US. When he went, he had to go alone because nobody else was interested. The Indians were very badly imitating the West. And they were not interested in anything else. So Prabhupada went to the West and then he sat down on a bench on a park. And he found a man. He said, "Do you know, I have thousands and thousands of temples. There are thousands and thousands of devotees with tilak, dhoti kurta, sari, neck beads. All are raising their hands up in the air and chanting the Hare Krishna, beating the mridangam, playing the kartals, and chanting the holy name in every town and village." And that particular point of time, Prabhupada had not even formed the ISKCON Society. And then Prabhupada said, "Don't consider me to be madman, only time is separating. Only the time is separating." So these were all the spiritual ambitions that Srila Prabhupada had. The time is separating, you'll very soon see this happening. This person initially thought Prabhupada is a madman. He was just hallucinating there. But later on, when this all came up, then he could understand what a great visionary and missionary was Srila Prabhupada to accomplish this. And in the end, while Srila Prabhupada was departing, he asked Prabhupada, "So, what is your ambition and what do you need?" Prabhupada said in Hindi, "Kuch ichha nahi." He said, "I don't need anything now." Which means Srila Prabhupada only wanted Krishna. So, whole life, what kind of spiritual ambitions to maintain? Spiritual aspirations to maintain? We can see the life of Srila Prabhupada and the teachings of Srila Prabhupada. And one becomes a pure devotee by the kind of aspirations that one has. That's what is spoken in this purport. A pure devotee is not necessarily a person who is freed from all the anarthas. No. Pure devotee refers to a person who is having pure aspirations. Pure ambitions. Pure ambitions, pure aspirations means following in the footsteps of Prabhupada. That is what is mentioned here. Right? A spiritual master usually gives this particular analogy of a good dog and a bad dog. He says that everybody within oneself, in one's mind, one has the good dog and one has the bad dog. Yes, the good dog is the one who is barking and bad dog is also barking. But in conditioned state, the bad dog is barking really loud. Ow, 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 ow. He's barking loudly. He's barking with a greater frequency and he's attracting our attention. On the other hand, the good dog is just a dog who is scared, afraid. Yes? So these are the right ambitions and the wrong aspirations. Right aspirations, wrong aspirations. The bad dog means the bad aspirations. And the good dog means the right aspirations that we should have. Then what are we supposed to do? So Maharaj says that you feed the good dog and you starve the bad dog. But what is the meaning of this feeding? I always used to wonder. And when I first time heard this, feed the good dog. How should I feed the good dog? Pedigree? I don't know, sir. Some dog food and all is available. There are some, just like we have the medical stores we have the shopping malls. There are some shopping malls dedicated to dogs. You know that? They're dedicated to all varieties of dogs and dog products. Right? So should I go there and get something to feed my good dog, bad dog? Should I do that? No. Feeding the good dog means giving time, dwelling on the right aspiration, giving it time. And starving the bad dog means not giving any dwell time on that. Not giving the time to that bad dog. That is something that we need to do. Give time to the good dog and do not give any time to the bad dog. That is something we need to do. Right? So the highest aspiration ever, the best aspiration is actually spoken by Sri Rupa Goswami Pad. Sat Krishna Nama Charita Adisu Kirtananu Smrityo Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyoja Tishtan Rajeta Danuragi Jananu Gami Kalam Nayedat Yakil Akila Upadesha Saram. The Upadesha Saram, the essence of all instructions, is something that is present, the right aspiration. The right aspiration is constantly engaging one's, especially one's tongue and mind, in only Krishna's Nama Rupa Guna Leela. 24 hours, Kalam Nayet, not wasting any time. And Tishtan Rajet, mentally one should reside in Vrindavan. And Tad Anuragi Jananugami, there are different role models that we have. That's also mentioned in the purport. Nanda Maharaj, Srimad Radharani, there are Subal Sakha, the Gopas, the Gopis, the elderly Gopas, elderly Gopis, the friends of Krishna. All of them, taking them as a role model, we aspire to become a Vrajavasi. Then this comes in the Nectar of Instruction, Shloka number 8. This is the highest aspiration that one can ever have. Yes? So, this was something I wanted to discuss basis the purport. But apart from this, I wanted, now purport discussion is done. I wanted to give something extra, serve a little more than what is expected. So, right now what we are going to speak, because if one really wants to have the right type of ambitions, the right type of desires, the right type of aspirations, then one must have mercy, kripa. What is the meaning of this kripa, this word? Causeless mercy. So I'm going to describe what are the three types of causeless mercy that one has to get. And then I'll describe how to get it. And with that, we'll conclude the class. So far what we have discussed is we discussed about what is the wrong and the right aspiration and what are the aspirations that we should not feed the wrong aspirations. That's a bad dog, and we are supposed to feed the right aspirations, and we saw examples. All right. So now to get this, we need the causeless mercy. We need kripa. So what is kripa? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has written a commentary on the Chaitanya Charitamrita Anubhashya, and that is where he mentions about these three points. There are three, these are the three symptoms you can all check in your life. If you have this, you have kripa. How many of you want kripa? No, you don't want? Everyone wants. Okay, but for that you should know what is kripa first. If you don't know what is kripa, then how will you get kripa? Right? So how will you come to know you got kripa or not? So we want kripa, then you should understand these three things. Okay. First aspect of kripa is no asat trishna. I'll put it on the chat. Asat Krishna. No Asat Krishna. Asat Krishna is common. You get freedom from Asat Krishna. That is the first aspect of Kripa. Krishna is thirst or unnecessary hankering. Asat means something that doesn't have value. And we get freedom from this. So when a person has Asat Krishna, one feels that something is more valuable than Krishna. And when do we feel this? Always, Prabhu. Always. In our japa, why are we not able to focus on Krishna? Why are we not able to focus on the holy name of Krishna? Because we think that something else is more valuable, and that's what Maya keeps offering. Mind will say, come on, think about this. Hey, don't think about Krishna, think about this particular thing. Come on, think about your plan in the day. What is supposed to? Oh, think about your future, money making. Think about how to please boss, not to please guru. So the different kinds of offers are given by the mind, correct? And what do? We give in. We give in to those offers immediately. We're not waiting. We don't wait and we, okay, ultimate Hare Krishna, and the mind is. So we are trying to focus on Krishna. The mind eludes something, Asat Krishna. And immediately we go ahead to grab it. Please family, okay, Kutumbatoshanam. Some Siddhir, Kutumbatoshanam, not Haritoshanam. Like that. So these are all the different aspirations that we may have. Again, so Asat Krishna means we think something else is more important. It can also refer to something, doing something big in this material world. You think, oh, there is something very nice I can do in this world. So there's an upcoming devotee. I'm not criticizing that person. But he's an upcoming devotee, so doesn't know. So this, he came and he wrote a letter to me. And he said, Prabhuji, I want to do something different in the field of creative engineering. Will Krishna bless me to do that? My Lord, I was asking you, you want to make this material world even more miserable place, already is miserable. Dukkhalaya Mashashvatam. You want to increase. You want to contribute in that particular field. But what should I do? He's an aspiring devotee. He said, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, I'm chanting some 4 rounds. I said, okay, nice. So I told him. So he asked, he basically was telling that, Prabhuji, my intellectual capacity is fixed. I'm not a very big genius, but I have a desire to be genius and do something creative. So in my heart of hearts, I was just praying to Krishna, Krishna, make him such a creative devotee that he makes different creative plans and strategies to bring the conditioned souls to lotus feet of Krishna. That is the ideal way to use one's creativity. But right now what he has this Asat Krishna, some thirst and hankering. You cannot immediately put it out. Joshayat sarva karmani vidvan yukta samacharah. Krishna also says, don't immediately put off. Imagine, says, there is a rascal desire, perverted desire. Come for my Bhakti Sangha Japa class. There I'll beat you left and right and thrash you. You say that this guy will leave Krishna. He'll leave. It's 4 rounds he's doing also, he'll leave. He'll not come back. Right? We don't want that. We told, yes. If Krishna blesses you, everything is possible. Yes, because ultimately Krishna is the master of everything. He can. And also I quoted a verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kachanchane smrite yasmin dushkaram sukaram bhavet. Yes, Vismrite viparitam sat Sri Krishna namamyaham, Sri Chaitanya namamyaham. So, if you remember Lord Gauranga, then nothing is impossible. On the other hand, you don't remember Gauranga, even something which is very easy will become very difficult. So, remember Gauranga, the most difficult thing can become the most easiest, the easiest thing. And if you don't remember, the easiest of everything will become the most difficult for you. So take blessings of Gauranga. And Gauranga will take care of him. Don't worry. He will take care to ensure his creativity is used in the right way. This is Asat Krishna. To think something more valuable than Krishna. And doing something big in this world. Hankering for that. Planning for that. Planning to do something big in this world is Asat Krishna. So one gets freedom from this particular. Second one is freedom from Tattva Vibramaha. I'll type that. Freedom from Tattva Vibramaha. The very reason we have been told to read Prabhupada books every day is that because we have a lot of misconceptions. We have lots and lots of wrong conceptions. And even after coming, even somebody spending 5 to 10 years in Krishna consciousness may also have many wrong conceptions. Initially, wrong conceptions are so many. One thinks, okay, you are God, I am God, everybody is God. Yes. So like this blunders one may make. Or one may say that, oh, actually, we are this body, the soul is there in the body. And when the soul leaves, we die. So this is also another misconception. So like this, there are so many misconceptions that way. That is Tattva Vibramaha. Wrong conceptions. Another conception that never goes away so easily even after coming to Krishna consciousness is, oh, I'll thoroughly enjoy in this material world and also enjoy in bhakti. Oh, very nice. So we can enjoy also nicely in this world and continue Krishna consciousness. Although we hear many times, sense gratification and Krishna consciousness go ill together, but still we believe we can do it. Correct? We still believe we can do it. No, what is wrong? I will enjoy also and do service also. I will enjoy also and I'll chant Hare Krishna also. I will enjoy and I will do everything. Don't worry. I want the best of both worlds. So like this, there are so many misconceptions that one has. There's some disturbance from somewhere. Okay. So these are all the different misconceptions for which we need Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Yes. Even for Asat Krishna, everything. For that matter, I'm going to tell you one more thing. The third, then we'll talk about the solution. The third one is Hridaya Daurbalyam. Hridaya Daurbalyam means falling prey to the allurements of Maya. Now, Asat Krishna is you making the wrong plan making. We are into this material ambitions, material aspirations, plan making. And Hridaya Daurbalyam means to go against Guru and to do what the mind wants. This is the weakness of heart. That's what Arjuna was trying to do. Arjuna was clearly instructed fight. But Hridaya Daurbalyam, he had this weakness of heart because of which he was not able to fight. But then of course, he takes shelter of Krishna and then he says, Karishya Vachanam Tava. Karna. Kunti Maharani approached him, even Lord Krishna approaches him and very clearly tells him that I am God telling you, don't go to Duryodhan, come to Pandavas. But still, Karna had weakness of heart. He couldn't follow Krishna's instruction. He knew Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knew Pandavas are on the side of Dharma. He knew Kauravas are supreme rascals. He knew that very well. But still, he was having weakness of heart because of which he makes the wrong choice. Hridaya Daurbalyam, correct. Yes. Correct. Hridaya Daurbalyam. And majorly, this is again because Maya is very expert. Very expert she is. So falling prey to things which are unfavorable to Krishna consciousness. Pratikula. Not able to do pratikulyasya varjanam. Correct? See, Asat Krishna and Hridaya Daurbalyam may appear alike, but Asat Krishna is inability to do anukulyasya sankalpa. And Hridaya Daurbalyam is unable to do pratikulyasya varjanam. And thus he is not able to surrender. Correct? Maya is so expert that how many of you know more than 3 languages? 4? 5? 6? Okay, only me. Fine. Okay. So we have many languages. Maya knows much more than that. Maya knows all languages. And not only that, Maya can actually change her tone. She can speak. Have you seen people who can make different voices? Yeah. Yes, there are some people who can make exact. They do stand-up comedians and all. They do mimicry of actors and actresses. Yes, of some kind of celebrities. They mimic their voices. They mimic their tones. So Maya can also do that. Maya just doesn't make. See, for others, Maya has different sounds like. You see, that is a basic sound of mind. So that is sufficient. But for devotees, Maya makes the sound of intelligence also. Yes, Maya can make the sound of intelligence and Maya can quote Shastric proofs, logic and convince you. Oh, don't do that. Do this. You are right. You are perfect. Guru may tell you something, but he doesn't know the complete picture. So do this. Not only that, Maya can make the sound of Guru only. Yes, exactly. Like Guru, Maya can make the sound. And Maya can get her things done. Maya can also make the sound of Prabhupada. In Prabhupada's tone, in Prabhupada's, Prabhupada's form coming in front of you and instructing you to do something. So Prabhupada came in my dream and told to do this. Yes, Maya can take the form of Prabhupada and also do this. And Maya can take the form of Krishna also. She knows how to speak like Krishna. She's so expert. Yes, with sound, logic, arguments and all talents, she can convince the devotee to do that which is prohibited. And devotee goes ahead. That is why we have to listen, be obedient to Guru. Whatever the spiritual master says, we do. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitte Te Kori Aikya. We should believe and we should have complete faith in this one statement, we are fools. Yes, we are very big fools. Never think we are intelligent. So better to check with the spiritual master and do things ahead. That is the best thing. Then we'll never fall prey to this Hridaya Daurbalyam. Otherwise, it's a weakness of heart. And Arjuna does that. Karpanya dosho bahata svabhava. He finds fault in it. I'm having this Kripana dosh. I have this fault. And that is why Prichami Twam dharma sammoodachit. I do not know what is dharma adharma. I'm having a confusion here. Help me here. Yat shreyasyam nishchitam ruhitan me. Please tell me definitely what is welfare for me. Shishyastiham shadi maam tvam papanyam. I am willing to be a foolish disciple. You are the intelligent guru. Please guide me. This is the way to get rid of the Hirday Daurbalyam. To inquire, to ask, and do what is told. In India, there is a philosophy. Suno sabki, karo man ki. You listen to everyone and do whatever pleases your mind. Yes, this is a very common philosophy. Huh? Suno sabki, karo man ki. Listen to everybody, but do whatever your mind wants. This is Hirday Daurbalyam. So when one gets rid of this Hirday Daurbalyam, that means one has got mercy. So three things. Vibramaha, that is wrong conception. You get rid of wrong conception. The second one is Asatrishna. So get rid of Asatrishna. Getting rid of this false plan making in this world. And third is Hirday Daurbalyam. Getting rid of this tendency to do what is against Guru's wishes. That means to simply execute the order of Guru. These three things, when one gets, one has really got the mercy. And when one doesn't have these three things, then the situation is Durdaivam. Where do we recite this word Durdaivam? We recite this every day. Anybody remember?
Shikshashtakam, Prabhuji.
Yes.
Shikshashtakam.
Second verse.
Durdaivam mitra sambhah.
Vishmiha janina anuraga. The anurag that we develop is the mercy. But na anuraga. Why? Because of Durdaivam. These are the three Durdaivams. Over and above this, there is one more Durdaivam. That is aparada. Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions that. The offense. We are not discussing about that. We are discussing about these three things. And how to get this mercy. There are three people who have this mercy. The first category is called Nityasiddhas. They are all the eternally liberated, the eternally benefited souls. The souls who have this mercy eternally. They are Nityasiddhas. Who are they? All the residents of spiritual world. Yes, Nitya Siddhas, Krishna's associates. They are all called Nitya Siddhas. So they have this mercy eternally. They have got this Kripa. Second one are Kripa Siddhas. Now Kripa Siddhas are those who have received this mercy causelessly. Some or the other Krishna or devotee entered into their life and they gave them mercy. That is Kripa Siddha, Nirga, that particular king. Somehow the Yadu Kumaras came there, saw a lizard in the well, they felt compassion, they called Krishna. Krishna took out the lizard. Yes, Kripa Siddha. Bali Maharaj. Yes, Vamanadev happened to come there, gave him the mercy. Narada boy, he was there with his mother and the Bhakti Vedantas gave them, gave mercy. Yes. So what is the third? Third is Sadhana Siddhas. Now, Sadhana Siddha is a person who voluntarily surrenders his free will, surrenders unto a guru and inquires from guru, serves under the spiritual master, performs devotional service, receives feedback, correction, improves and continues his bhakti. That is a Sadhana Siddha. So we have to become what Siddha? Kripa Siddha, right? We have to become Kripa Siddha. See, becoming Kripa Siddha is like, you know, like Rabindranath Tagore. Rabindranath Tagore wrote the Gitanjali and the Calcutta University came and offered him PhD at his house. Rabindranath Tagore did not go anywhere. He was just in his house. The university came, offered him a PhD and went away. How many of us will get PhD like this? Never. A person can keep waiting for lifetimes together, still will not get PhD. So a person really want to get PhD has to go and break his head, permanent head damage. You have to break his head then finally gets a PhD. It will do. So this is the sadhana siddha. We should never wait for kripa. We should aspire to be sadhana siddha. Surrender unto guru, follow the instructions of guru and get this particular mercy. And then what is the effect of that mercy? These three things. No asatrishna, no tattva vibrama, no hriday dorbalya. These three things are gone. Then one gets the mercy. Okay. So we have to aspire to become sadhana siddhas. Alright, so we'll quickly summarize. In summary, we saw what are the wrong and right aspirations that one should have. Because ultimately, a pure devotee semi-devotee, non-devotee, ultimately everything is got to do with one's aspiration. So aspirations are like dogs. There's a good dog, bad dog. We should not dwell on the bad dog, and we should dwell on the good dog. Dwell on it. Dwell on those desires. And one of the best way to dwell on such desires is by offering prayers. Whenever we go in front of deities, many of them go and, yeah, we can definitely relish the beauty of the deities. That's something worth seeing. Yes? Even Parikshit, our Ambarish Maharaj did that. Mukundalinga laya darshane drishu. Yeah, that is something which is meant to be seen. Nothing wrong. But at the same time, when we go to deities, we should go and present our aspirations. Not the wrong ones, the right ones. What do the materialists do? The materialists also go in front of deities and they present all their wrong ambitions. Sukha sampatti gar aave kashta mite tanka. So they present all that. We are supposed to present the aspirations which are there in our Vaishnava songs. Acharya has given so many wonderful Vaishnava songs. What are they? They're all aspirations. We can go and present that. Mama mana mandire rahunishidi Krishna murari Shri Krishna murari. It's an aspiration. Yes? Bhakti priti mala chandan tumi niyo he niyo chitanandan jivana marana tava pujani vedan sundar he manahari Vesho Nanda Kumar, Nanda Kumar, Tumi Prema Pradipe, Arati Tumar. So like that, he's presenting all his aspiration. So whenever we go to deities, we should have something. See, Prabhupada said that you should always never go empty-handed in front of deities. We take something, of course, but more than that, what we should take is the right aspiration and go in front of deities. That's the first concept we saw. Then we saw, okay, we want to have right aspiration, we need to have the mercy. Without that, we cannot have the right aspirations. So what is the effect of Kripa? Effect of Kripa is three things. We'll be freed from Asat Trishna, Tattva Vibramaha, and also Hriday Durbalya. We studied that in detail. And there are three ways to get Kripa. Nitya Siddha, that is not possible. We are in this material world. Kripa Siddha, we can't keep waiting for that. So Sadhana Siddha, that is the most practical aspect. So through the process of Sadhana, Sadhana means performing regulative principles of devotion service under a bona fide spiritual master. We do that and we receive the mercy. We receive the mercy, we have the right type of aspirations. We have the right type of aspirations. Congratulations, we become pure devotees. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. What a beautiful class, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Of course, all the class was amazing. You started with amazing dishes and it's Brahma Murta here, Prabhu, almost.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Don't be sorry, Prabhu. Don't be sorry. Keep doing it.
No, I should not just give you the names of dishes. I'm supposed to even serve you. You have to come to Bhakti Yoga Club Karadi for that.
Just do a big favor to us, Prabhu. Please keep doing that. And certainly, Prabhu, you talk about Srila Prabhupada, how he imagined these thousands of temples. And today we are seeing it practically, Prabhu. There are thousands of ISKCON temples and flourishing every day, nourishing every day. That's all mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhu, I love the three mercies. I honestly heard so many classes, but I never heard these. Somehow nobody spoke of this or I missed it. Certainly, Prabhu. So beautiful, Prabhu.
These three things. I'll tell you where I learned it. His Grace Radhesham Prabhu has course. He has designed multiple courses. Mm-hmm. There are three, just like, for example, an engineering student stays for 4 years in the college. So first year, we have something called as positive thinker. Then there is a self-manager. Proactive Leader Personality Development course. So this comes under the Proactive Leader course. He's designed beautiful courses. So this is just an extract, one page extract I took from there when I presented. I was teaching this to the youth. So while I was taking this particular session, this topic, I thought I should share this. Very nice. I should share with everyone here also.
Thank you so much.
I'm just repeating what I got.
Thank you for sharing. I'm pretty positive like me. I don't count much, but like me, I'm pretty positive, Prabhu. Every devotee must have loved this. Because we should have a check, you know, like where we stand. And I am not in nearby to DC, Prabhu. So please bless me. I can sadhana and
we'll pray for each other and we'll keep working.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Prabhuji, our very dear devotee, Grace Anuradha Mataji is already there with a question, I think. Anuradha Mataji, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the wonderful class. So I have a few questions. In the purport, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm seeing the purport.
Okay. In the purport, Prabhupada says that that's the desire of a pure devotee, that he wants to go back to Godhead. But we also hear, or maybe I have read a few times, that, you know, that a pure devotee does not desire anything and not even going back to Godhead. And especially the preachers, you know, they are always saying that we should not have that desire. And all we care is about serving Krishna. Of course, we understand that when we go back to Godhead is also to serve Krishna. So how do we reconcile the two? Like once Prabhupada write that this and then sometimes this. Is it like for different audience at different times? Or how do we understand that? That's my first question.
Yes. So Prabhupada has elaborated that particular ambition of a pure devotee, that he wants to associate with Krishna atmosphere of Vrindavan's beauty. That is his ultimate desire. And while he is going back to Godhead, he is going to take some more devotees along with him. He will not go alone. It takes some, but that is the ultimate desire, to go and serve Krishna in the spiritual world, in the Vrindavan ambience, because that is a home. Nate viduhu swartha gatim hi Vishnu. There is absolutely nothing wrong with this aspiration of going back to Godhead and serving Krishna. So that is the ultimate. So okay, fine. Now you are telling about this. So if your devotee desires to, don't know, going back to Godhead, we should serve life after life here, whatever Guru wants. That is true. But Prabhupada is the Guru who is telling us that, but that is the ultimate destination of everybody, right? Yes or no? Isn't that the ultimate destination?
Yes, Prabhupada.
Okay, you will take more living entities. And where you will go? Fine, you are taking, you are giving, they are doing a thankless service on behalf of Guru Parampara, taking, but where you will go taking those people? Yes, so that is the Paramam Gati. There is no superior destination than that. So that is the highest desire. Get it? In that sense. So one may want to stay back on the desire of Krishna or Guru or Srila Prabhupada and reclaim more souls, one more life, more souls and come back. But that is as per the desire. But again, after reclaiming souls, what to do? Go back. If he reclaim more souls, yes, he is willing to do. Mama janmani janmani ishware. Life after life, one is willing to do that if Krishna and Guru desires. But what is the ultimate? After doing all these things, where to go? Back to Godhead.
Thank you, Prabhu, because in the purport, Prabhupada clearly writes that a pure devotee's desire. And when we hear the classes, I heard like it's a neophyte desire to, you know, go back to Godhead. So that's where, like,
see, one thing we need to understand is we have to have this particular desire. If you look at all acharyas, all Srila Prabhupada's purports, they all have desired the same thing. But we want to be with Krishna. They are not able to bear the separation. If you read the mood of the gopis, you read the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they want to go. Vritrasura's mood. They all have a desire to go with Krishna. They are missing Krishna. They are feeling that separation. They want to go back. The mood of separation, Vipralamba Bhav. They can't be any longer in this material world. They want to go and be with Krishna. So that is their aspiration, which comes out very clearly. Can't be in this world anymore. But if Krishna wants, for Krishna's pleasure, they're willing to serve in separation. That willingness is there. They don't argue with Krishna. No, we're not, I'm not coming. I'm not going to do this. No, if Krishna wants, they'll do it. Else they want to go back to Godhead. Never a neophyte desire. That's the ultimate desire. But what is a neophyte desire? In what context, I'll tell you. The neophyte desire is somebody having a conception, I'll just get relieved of all this headache and all this nonsense business and happily go and relax. I'll go and sleep in the spiritual world. Relax, take rest, sleep, enjoy. No, they don't have conception of enjoying. They have conception of increasing the service. In this material world, we sweat, we get tired so easily. We need rest. We have to visit the lavatories. So many unnecessary conditions and conditionings. I don't want this. I want to serve Krishna without any apratihata. I don't want to take a break even for that. That's the desire of a pure devotee. I hope that's clear.
Absolutely, Prabhu. Thank you for the last point, especially. So I have followed up question, Prabhu. You have time?
Yes.
So when you were saying during chanting that Maya cheats us, you know, dragging us in so many directions. But we also, sometimes when we are chanting, we also get this, like, you know, if we have a service upcoming or anything related to temple, we think those thoughts also comes. And are we supposed to remove that also and bring our mind back to the Naam?
When the time of chanting, nothing else other than being with Krishna. Even our services, the thoughts of services, our thoughts of you know, other instructions of Guru. The most important instruction of Guru is to, it's very clear, if you chant the holy name attentively. So at the time of chanting, no other desire other than to just be with Krishna and hearing the holy name. That is our goal. Because Maya takes other forms. I told you, Maya can talk like Krishna also. She can take other forms also and come back. So at the time of chanting, we only chant. When we do deity worship, we don't take prasad. Taking prasad is good. But in prasadam time. And deity worship time, we don't mix two activities. Right? So in the time of chanting of the holy name, we should simply hear the holy name. Nothing else.
Prabhuji, thank you, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, I want you to please...
Mataji, give me a moment, Mataji. Would you give me a moment to complete? Thank you, Mataji. So this I asked Prabhu because I was hearing yesterday one of our senior in the temple was saying that we should meditate because our chanting is a meditation on our service. So that was the question because Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj is our... he's the one who got us the temple, so his mood is pretty prevailing here. So I have heard that, so that's the reason it came up. So thank you, Prabhu, for your answer.
We can have we can chant with a purpose also. Like, for example, we can chant now, I want strength to serve in this particular temple, in this project, so please give me the strength, I'm praying for this strength. One can chant for that, but while chanting one should hear the holy name. You want to offer the chanting for this particular purpose. I want to pray for the health of my spiritual master so that we have prolonged association of Guru. And we chant for that. But while chanting, we're hearing the holy name.
Okay.
Got it right. Okay. The intent can be there. The intent can be there. But the activity and absorption is in the holy name. Right?
Okay. Yes, Prabhu. Got it. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Dhanavad.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for the wonderful class. Prabhuji, I want you to please repeat that for to receive the Kripa, the 3 points you told, Prabhuji, that 3 points.
Tattva Vibhramaha, Asat Krishna, and Hriday Dorbalyam. Okay.
Hriday Dorbalyam. Second one, Prabhuji.
Tattva Vibhramaha.
Tattva Vibhramaha.
I'll explain. Asat means, sat means permanent. Asat is temporary. Trishna is thirst. Asat Trishna means thirst for the impermanent. Second is Tattva. Tattva means the truth. Na, Tattva Darshinavi, Tattva. And we Brahma means you are bewildered. Vibrahma means you are not clear. You are very much bewildered. And Hriday means heart. And Durbal means weakness. So the same Durbala becomes Daurbalya. The weakness of heart. Is it okay?
Thank you.
Can I just take Pranaliji's question?
Yes, Prabhuji. It's a very beautiful question, actually. And I think we all go through these stages in our life where we feel so it's a beautiful question. Dear devotees, please.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. I am aerospace college, engineering college student, and I have no friends. I'm feeling very bad and depressed about it. Because of that, no one takes me into group for project purposes. And so I'm missing many opportunities. Most of my classmates know that I follow Krishna consciousness. And I'm also resistant towards them as they have nonsense bad talks. And I don't want to gossip and talk matters not related to Krishna. But for studies, careers, I miss many opportunities because of not having friends and connections. I chant the number of rounds as prescribed by Srila Prabhupada, but inattentively during journey. I listen to lectures and read Prabhupada books, always disturbed by material things. Please guide and give solution to get advancement in spiritual life and in material life. Okay. That's a very sincere question. I will take this. See, one thing is, we all have, I understood over experience and time, I understood that when you have a particular thought, or a conception about a person in front of us, that is sensed by that person. How many of you experience this? Now, we are having a particular attitude, particular thought about a person opposite, that person also will sense very clearly, oh, this person is not very favorably disposed towards me. This person is thinking very too much of himself. And he's, trying to show me that I'm from a lower status, something like that. We can perceive it. So we need to understand that the kind of conception that we have carry for your batchmates, your college mate friends, that is something that they will perceive. So it is, I'm not telling you have done it, but I'm addressing this question generally. All right, it's not for you. So generally what happens is we become devotees in initial stages, in neophyte stages, we tend to think we are so better than all these people. And we tend to criticize those people. See, rascals, hellish people. They're all going to go to hells. They're all going to become monsters. See these monsters. See these demons. That's how. See, when Prabhupada is calling demons, he has volume, millions of tons of compassion that he's carrying in his heart. But we may misunderstand them and call them demons. They are rascals. They are fools. They are useless people. You know, there's no use being with these people. They are always talking. They are crows talking nonsense. They are toads who are croaking. So these things come in a neophyte's heart and which is sensed by that other person. So how exactly are we supposed to have an outlook towards them? So the best answer I got from one of my Shiksha Gurus is they are innocent victims of Maya. And we should always be wanting to serve them by doing something good for them. Right? I want to do something good. So what can I do? Somebody who's innocent, I'll go and give, maybe I can give them some Prabhupada book. I really got benefited from this book. If you wish, you can have this. Somebody who might read. And others, well, we can get them some prasadam from temple. You are a devotee. We can give them some prasad nicely and create space in their heart. Right? So this is something that we need to take care. We are not supposed to always think negative about anybody. They are innocent victims of Maya. That is their position. So what can I do? What can I do to make them Krishna conscious? How can I serve them? That should be our meditation. How to serve? So we should have genuine feelings towards them. Otherwise, they will also, if we are like we are resistant towards them. No, don't come near me. Don't talk to me. Nah. No, we need not participate in the talks. We can be excused. Excuse me, I'm not very comfortable in this talk. I'll take your leave. No, we'll meet later. Thank you. We can take a leave. But when we show our disgust, we show our hatred, how we abhor them, we hate them, then they will definitely not want to be with us in any place. We will be alienated. So you can always identify. My suggestion now practically what to do is we can identify three modes of people always exist. There are some people in Sattvaguna, Rajaguna, Tamaguna. People are in Tamasic nature. We can respect them from distance. Paramatma is there in their heart also. People who are in Rajasic nature, that also may not suit us. We can try to find out those people in Sattvaguna. Try to give them some Krishna Prasad. Try to make genuine friends to discuss something. And not with the mood of preaching, but the mood of building good relationship. You can give them Krishna Prasad. Somebody is asking, Mura, we want to, you are practicing this Krishna consciousness. What is it all about? Well, I have some very nice small book. Please take this. You will have some idea. Read it and then I'm open to discuss. Right? We should never, again, there also, amongst equal, we should never have this mood of superiority. Oh, I will teach you everything. No, give the book and then let's discuss what are the contents of the book. So have that kind of atmosphere. Give prasad, give books to those who ask. At the same time, we can approach the people in Sattvaguna. We may respect the people in Rajaguna and Tamaguna. They also have Paramatma in heart, but try to be with the people in Sattvaguna and you might get a peer group there with whom you can fulfill your material needs of your project and career related. You may get a study group. You definitely can. So please pray to Lord to give you intelligence and do the needful. Okay? And I also request you, try level best. You're chanting in journey. That's very nice. But you're chanting 16 rounds. I appreciate. Try level best to convert as many rounds in a very serene, smooth atmosphere where you can sit and chant japa properly without any distraction. And if time constraint is there, okay, at least some 4 rounds without distraction at home in front of the altar, we try to chant. Another 12 rounds maybe in journey and slowly increase that proportion if possible. Okay? Prabhu, they just ignore me. I am not criticizing anybody. In fact, I am rascal. They are not interested. They didn't include in their talks. I try to talk about study talks, but they don't answer. Prabhuji, they just ignore me and nobody is there in Sattvaguna. Oh, please search. There has to be. See, we need to understand that Krishna's three modes exist everywhere. They exist everywhere. you will at least find one person in Satvaguna. It is, we need to search better. We need to improve our vision, I feel. And if that doesn't happen, imagine you are with all. See, Prahlad Maharaj, he preached in a classroom full of demons. Correct? His all classmates were all demons. He was the only devotee there, but still he preached. So you have to see the spark of good in them. You have to learn to get. No girl is in Satvaguna. All right, then you can associate with professors. What to do? Find out professors who are in Satvaguna and associate and learn from them. Yes. See, one thing I can tell you, I'm not in your situation, so I can't comment. But if you have the Shastra Chakshu, the eye of the scriptures, you will be able to see an opportunity to serve properly. See, Hanuman's tail was on fire. Hanuman's tail was put on fire. Still, in that particular situation also, he served. Vasudeva was locked up in jail. But even in that situation, with his mind, he served Krishna. So, opportunity to serve, the opportunity to rise above problems is always there. It is we who are lacking the Shastra Chakshu, the right vision. So, we have to improve our vision and outlook. So, I request you that you can consult a senior Mataji who can personally discuss your issue in detail. Okay.
Thank you, Prabhu. Very beautiful answer. Thank you, Pranali Mataji. Very beautiful question. Certainly, Prabhu, your answer was so beautiful. Not the case of Pranali Mataji. She is very humble and trying to do bhakti in such a young age in college or wherever she is. May Krishna bless him, Prabhupada bless him. But certainly when you said, when we do bhakti and after some time, you know, when we are neophytes, you know, we think, oh, I am the Baba who is going to deliver this world. later, after a couple of years of chanting, you realize that's not the case. You are the most important soul. So, Prabhuji, I was thinking, you know, ISKCON, when we come to ISKCON, every new neophyte devotee or every new person, and they start chanting, we should, you know, tell them, hey, you know what? Maya is going to attack you very soon. So pay attention. I learned that when I was so sorry, I feel so sorry still to myself, to everybody, maybe who I was rude in sense, you know, you think, oh, I'm chanting. And that's where your chanting goes away, you know, because you are just I'm so sorry, Prabhu. But thank God, keep chanting and then Krishna reveals something. So beautiful answer, Prabhu. Thank you so much. And also the answer to Anuradha Mataji, certainly our Guru Varga and everybody, they wanted Krishna, Yugajitam Nimishena, and then the next verse, you know, it says, Matpranasanathastu Savinapara, you know, whatever you do is good. So we are still good here, Prabhu. We keep chanting, we keep serving, we keep trying our best, and then it's up to Krishna what to do, up to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Prabhu. Beautiful answers, Prabhuji. Thank you, Pranali Mataji, again for putting that question. Please keep joining us, Pranali Mataji. Prabhuji, there is our very senior devotee. His grace, Prahlad Anand Prabhu. Prabhuji, Dhanva Pranam, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Dhanva Pranam, Prabhuji. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak. Prabhuji, Dhanva Pranam, your classes are excellent as always. And what I like really was your singing. You know, you should make a separate album for all of us. You know, you're singing so devotional voice, and I really appreciate it. Anyway, I didn't have any question, Prabhuji. I just wanted to add little to this, you know, the question we're discussing, what is our situation, how we deal with it. I had similar problems, you know, with the people around and how to preach and all that. Then I came across this Rushabhdev Maharaj teaching, the third slok. He says, Yeva mayi se krutu sohrudartha jane sudeham barvarti kesu. Druhe sujaya jarate masu. Na priti yukta yavad arthas chaloke. So, you know, in Gruhastha life and in our social life and all that, we come across so many different types of people and all combinations, permutations of three mode of material. My personal, aptitude is to do book distribution, since that involves very little kind of intervention with others. And then if somebody accepts it, I feel so good. If it doesn't, then I remain neutral. And, you know, if somebody opposes, I kind of, you know, ignore it like that. So these are some of the things which, as we progress in our devotional life, Bhagavan Krishna gives us a, you know, kind of inspiration. Because as you said, Bhagavan Krishna is also seated in that same person's heart also. So Prabhupada's mercy, and you know, as we progress humbly in this life, we always pray to Lord Krishna, to pray to Prabhupada Maharaj, and they always guide. This is my personal experience. They always guide me. They take me to such a person who will take the book, you know. And that's how I feel so pleased. When you give a book to someone, because it's a transcendental activity, it really pleases our heart like that. So this is my experience. I'm 70 years old and I've long been in Krishna consciousness like that. But this is how it has helped me so much. And I recommend that this process of distributing prasadam and book, these two things, they're going to help us, you know, take others with us to the spiritual world.
Thank that, you.
Thank you very much for allowing me to speak, Prabhuji. Always, Hari Bol, Prabhuji.
Thank you. So much, Prahlada Prabhuji, and thank you so much, dear devotees. So unfortunately, because Prabhu has to leave now, Prabhu has messaged me long time ago that he has another program, so Prabhu will have to leave. So dear devotees, sorry if somebody has any questions, please put it to Prabhuji in the next session. Prabhuji is very often with us. So dear devotees, let us switch on our videos. Let us thanks Prabhuji for coming on the call. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you for your time all the time, Prabhu, that you devote to us. And
thank you very much, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you,
Prabhuji.
Thank you.
In the end, I get to know
thank
that.
You. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhu, we all here, Prabhuji, even though it is video.
All glories.
Seeing is believing. Seeing is believing.
Thank you all, Prabhuji.
All glories to His name.
Hare Bol.
Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Bol.